Hello, welcome to the Hold Your Love podcast. You see, one thing I always tell new artists trying to start out with solid careers is that they should always think of an album like a book. The first chapter of every book is very important in deciding whether a person should read a book or not. And very much like an album, you want to create that kind of environment when somebody hears your album for the first time. The song that introduces them to your album, they see your artistry shine through it and give the rest of your songs a chance. Trust me, you are not Davido, you're not Wizkid, you're not Burna Boy, you're not going to automatically drop an album of bangers. So your first song should be very, very important to you, your first song on your album. And best believe, if you give a very good first song on an album, people would be compelled to listen to the rest of the album, and you might as well have dropped an album of bangers if the rest of the songs are that good. However, if your first track is shit, I hate to break it to you, Homo. It's Elijah, I don't even hate to break it to you. If your first album is shit, chances are people may not even give the rest of the project the benefit of doubt. And even if they do, the bias from that first song would carry on for most of the album, and even for the spectacular songs on the album, they would not give it that proper recognition that they deserve. And same way, if your first song is fantastic, a filler on the album may not sound as bad. Does that show you? So, with that in mind, I would like to share you some songs which I think are some of the best album intros I have heard on any album I've listened to so far on Nigerian albums. This is Hot Jollof's top 10 album intro songs. Number 10 song for me on this list is Fireboy DML's Need You. One of the marks of a true artist for me is the ability to perform a song when the artist is recording. I mean, a very good performance always elevates the storytelling of the song and leaves the listener pressed for a reaction. The catharsis is very much real because your brain is directed to feel a certain type of way, as though the storytelling of the artistic persona is something real and tangible. It brings you into their experience. That is what a good performance does for a song. And when it comes to making songs like this, I think Fireboy excels in the fact that beyond knowing how to sing, he shows that he's very much able to perform a good song. And this is where many new artists may have missed the line, especially with a song like Need You. You are affecting a listener with a point of view, and you're trying to impress them with a story that they may not necessarily understand, but would want to feel for. The more compelling your story, the better the quality of attention you will get from your listeners. And when most people sing, they don't perform that song with the same conviction with which they have experienced it. It's not something that is everywhere, it's scarce. So when somebody like Fireboy did it on that Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps album, it was something special. I mean, Fireboy is basically telling a story like, okay, look, I'm going to tell you a story of me in love, but this love is in jeopardy and I'm struggling, I'm fighting for this love, and the person on the other hand too is also fighting for this love. I know most people have watched the video and they can tell what the storyline is about, but listening to the storyline differently from what the concept of the video portrays, it gives you a feel of what Fireboy is trying to say. It's a very simple story, but the beauty of it is how he performs it and tells a good story from it. And for an opener to an album, I think it's an excellent opening chapter, and the songs that followed were also excellent too. I mean, Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps is one of those albums that I would recommend anytime, any day. From the Afrobeats perspective, from the Nigerian music perspective also. I mean, most of the job of A&R album is up to the team, but I think if you are able to tell a good story that they can fix somewhere up there, something to introduce your listenership into your album, All the Good For You, and Fireboy was able to do that, so that brings him to number 10 spot on my list for today. My number 9 song for this list is Style Plus's Call My Name. As I was mentioning earlier, the ability to tell a story is very important when you are writing a song. And of course, writing a song is not something to be ashamed of. I hear many artists talk about, I don't pen shit down. Okay, so we can hear what you're saying and we know that you didn't write it. So what are you trying to tell us again? You're not Jay-Z, you're not Lil Wayne, you're not Wizkid, you're not Burna Boy. If you have to write a song, you should write a song. What I'm trying to say is, the ability to freestyle a song is a beautiful thing, but writing the song makes it infinitely more convincing because beyond that one perspective that you may have at the time when you're freestyling, that one stream of thought, you can bring in more words to condition your song. You can put better perspectives into the song when you have given it more thought, and the delivery also would show that, okay, this was well thought out and this is how the song sounds like to me. Call My Name is one of such songs that I'm glad was not freestyle or sung as a stream of consciousness, something, you know. It was written and it was well written for that manner. It's a song about these brothers at the bar checking this chick out, and she calls out to a waiter. They then assume she had called out to one of them, and you cannot freestyle such a concept. It's something that you can only tell in a story like we well thought out, well written. And when it comes to storytelling, I think this song is storytelling greatness. And when you check the state of Nigerian music at the time when the song dropped, Call My Name is such a song that did very well. I mean, the title of the album too is Call My Name, so it's such a song that did very well in opening an album for songs that had, for an album that had songs like Olufunmi and Runaway and the other good songs on the list also. When you open an album with such good storytelling, it's always a guarantee that people would want to listen to the rest of it, and it should have very well Style Plus understands album making. And that's why it's number 9 on my list for top 10 album intros of all time. Style Plus, Call My Name. Number 8 song for me on this list is Davido's intro. You see, Davido, one thing I've always admired about Davido is the fact that he can be very relevant even without dropping projects. He has been for the past decade or so. And okay, back to the list proper. One thing that struck me the most about this song is the guitars into the song. God bless whoever made those strings into these guitars, you know what I mean? Davido, you cannot help but feel Davido is at his most vulnerable when he made that song. You know, everyone is familiar with, who is familiar with Nigerian music knows Davido is somebody who likes to floss, who likes to show things like, okay, look, I have it, and what are you going to do about it? If you want to go die, go and die. So that's the kind of person Davido is. But when Davido made the song, it was from a place of introspection, and it's something I expected. It's not something I would have expected to be made by Davido and be made so beautifully too. And given the fact that it's the opening to an album like A Good Time, shows how much Davido has grown from the very first period of his music with Nato C and Omo Babalowo era. He's deepening into himself and finding something that is, I mean, it's pure vibes, man. The song is pure vibes. It's one in a lifetime Davido songs. You don't get to hear that kind of song from Davido always, and it came at such a time when he's achieved so much and he's at the caliber as an artist where he can do whatever he wants to do, and he chose that time to reflect on what he has done so far. He touches on every subject he can, from politics to family to music business to competition to haters. And in what seems like a very short song, the song is actually 3 minutes and some seconds. The song is very good that you don't realize it was that long. most of the songs these days that we have are usually 2 minutes, 1 minute tops, but this song was that good. And this is one of those songs where you feel like it's a stream of consciousness, which becomes a good thing in song making because it leaves the artist very vulnerable. They don't get to pick and choose the words that they would use, which risks erasing some of the authenticity of what he's trying to say and basically burying himself on the song, like, this is all I have, and it's vanity, just have a good time kind of feel, you know. And I don't think I can think of a better opener to that album. It's beautiful, it's well thought out, and it's one of the best performed songs that I've heard from Davido. I won't lie. And let's all just agree that Davido is one of the greatest performers you will ever witness in your life. So hearing that song from him is something that I enjoyed, and it's why it's number 8 on my list for top 10 Nigerian intros album. Number 7 song for me on this list has to be Twobaba's Higher, Spiritual Healing featuring Himalaya. One of the things I'd say I admire about Twobaba's career is the ability to recognize the times and speak about it. Never at the time in his career was he in competition with any other artist. He's something of an enigma, somebody who's always stood apart from the rest, you know. There's always this simplicity in which he tells stories. There's deep lyrical context, and there's also street consciousness. And I dare say somebody like Twobaba has no rivals when it comes to making music. I think the only person who comes close to achieving that deep lyrical consciousness as well as street credibility stuff has to be Burna Boy. I mean, the Nigerian music industry, for those who are familiar with it, should I dare mention, is one that is full of cloud. I mean, you are always fighting for something. So when there is a glimmer shining through, it's something that everybody wants to embrace, you get. And Twobaba has always spoken about it, maybe not as explicitly as many people would like to, but Twobaba has always spoken about it. And even for a song that came out in 2012, it's still happening in 2021. And if you want a feel of what really goes on in the music industry, I think you should listen to the song because it's one of the best written songs in Nigerian history of any time. As the intro for the Away and Beyond album, which came out in 2012, I think it's a perfect song, and this song qualifies what the industry is all about. Everybody's trying to be somebody, and in the end, many people get put down and all of that. So the fact that the song is socially relevant and so soothing, even for the time and even up until this moment, is something that I give it kudos for. No words, no phrase, no sentence or notes is out of place on this song. Everything just gels so well and makes it a beautiful piece of music, which is rare creation in Nigerian music lyrically and also contextually when you look at how things are going. I mean, when we talk about making music, most artists can barely focus on making a song that tells one particular story. I think that's where Twobaba excels in making music. I mean, this is one of such songs that places him at an undisputed number one role as an artist in Nigeria. And in my opinion, no other artist would have delivered a song like this as an album opener. I mean, I've not heard of Humalara, but I think that feature was great for the album. I don't know. If anybody has heard of a new Himalaya song, I have not. Apologized, but that feature was great because of how well she did on this song. And 10 over 10 A&R Genius for recommending that feature. I believe after this episode, I would go check out her songs because how could I not have heard of Himalaya? So that brings it to number 7 on my list of top 10 album intros. My number 6 on this list has to be Wizkid, Say My Name. Starting off, Wizkid is not the first artist who has used that "everybody will say my name" line on a Nigerian song. But perhaps his prophecy held most true of any of the artists who have said those lines. I mean, it's not unusual to have artists who are probably high off the dizzying euphoria of breaking through the music industry use that line. Everybody who has succeeded in making music up until that stage always says something like, "Oh, everybody's going to remember me, or I'm going to be very famous." And, but when Wizkid used those words, those who knew. I mean, there is this LD Didon quote from over a decade ago predicting the greatness of Wizkid's artistry, and for someone like LD to have co-signed on Wizkid's career at that stage just shows that something was right about him. And what was right had to be the assurance with which Wizkid sang, the aura with which he carried himself as an artist. I mean, Wizkid had a lot of celebrity buzz going on around his life at the time, and it was only fitting that he started his debut album with such a song, reassuring his listeners of him and knowing himself as an artist who is going to be proper big in the Nigerian music scene and, of course, over the world. Listening to this song again, it reminds me of the days of Wizkid doing yaye on the song and vocalizing, no. I mean, what may not be most awe-inspiring has to be the lyrics. I mean, he says a lot of things that are offline, but that is Wizkid for you. Wizkid can make a lot of things. Wizkid is like the kind of person to musically wear sackcloth and make it look like Gucci. That's how he does it, and it's very magical. I mean, but he carried the song with that innocence of his starting days, and he delivered certainly. And speaking of certainty, I don't think what it is about the song is the fact that he was uncertain. I think rather it was hopeful. I mean, there was no shaking in his performance tone, and such a beautiful album. I'll totally recommend that Superstar album also at any time, with Say My Name as being the first song off it. Number five song for me on this list is Peace Square, No One Like You. Perhaps one of the biggest reasons behind Peace Square's longevity is the fact that no other artist in Nigeria can make a Peace Square record. I mean, nobody has ever sounded like P Square. Not to take away from the other artists and how they make their music, but many of them sound like a few of them at the top. Let's not lie. We have people trying to sound like Two Face. We've had people tapping Wizkid's style over and over again. And there's this popular artist in Nigeria right now that very much sounds like Oshafemi. I'm not going to mention any names, but he infuses a vibe into it as well, so many people may not notice. If people can sound like Orefemi, then definitely P Square have something going about them that can't be copied, you know. Back to No One Like You as a song. When you hear a P Square record for the first few seconds, you know it's them, right? And it wasn't always like that, because P Square was a very pop focused band when they started. We had songs like Last Night, Busybody, Do Me and the rest, which were very pop focused. But when Game Over as an album dropped, it changed a lot musically about P Square and how people perceive their music. Every P Square album after that started off with that mellow Afrocentric guitar opening, from I Love You to Beautiful Onyinye. I think it was only Shekini that spoiled it, and you people saw how that album went. What I'm trying to say is that No One Like You was the perfect opener for a P Square album because of how they made music, and it's perhaps their most important opening song of any album whatsoever, because it opened the door for a legacy that is P Square. And seeing them come back together gives me hope that they will make something of that same caliber again and perhaps revive. I don't think it's too late in their career to put themselves out there again, and if for anything, just extend the legacy a little bit further. I mean, just give us the kind of Peace Square songs that we know, I mean, and enjoy. So, here's to that. Number five on my list, No One Like You, Peace Square. Number four song on my list is Burna Boy featuring Youssou N'Dour, Level Up. There is something about Burna. I mean, this is a top five most important Burna Boy songs of all time, if we're being honest, because everything you need in a Burna Boy song is on this song. The engineering on this song is the most important thing for me, because every single breath he takes, every single sigh, every single pause is well accentuated on the engineering. I mean, Burna Boy's lyricism is impressive, but it has always been. But this song is something different when you think about the lyricality. Is that a word? I don't even know, but it's just that mind-blowing for me. And when you think of the lyricism on this song, it's just very, very much impressive. And much like the rest of the work on the album, this song gives you an idea of what it feels like to be on the other side of success. You know, like some people will say trench warfare when you're trying to make it in life. Admitting to being down like that is pretty difficult when you think of how the ego works when you are successful. But when Burna Boy bears like that, especially with contemporary events like his Grammy miss at the time and the struggles of coming from where he was coming from, Port Harcourt, and having to do a lot of things, I mean, having no money to his name and seeing people pop and all of that. He's successful now, but best believe me, it's hard. It's hard. Even when you think about it, you have had to fight for most things in your life. And it's very apt that such a song opens up Burna Boy in its element, especially with the Grammy miss and all of that. You're touching on something great when you listen to the song. Every time you feel it, every time you listen to the song, you feel like, oh, okay, look, there's hope of making it out of here. If Burna Boy can make it from where he made it from, you can make it also. And it complements the album very well thematically, and this makes it one of my favorite album openers of all time at number four. Number three song for me on this list is Adekunle Gold's Ire. While a lot of people may be wondering how Adekunle Gold went from where he was to where he is right now, it's no secret that there's a lot of intentionality behind that metamorphosis. And for me, as a music listener, I think Ire is such a shedding point moment in Adekunle Gold's artistry, because let's be honest, it's very easy to put a ceiling on someone's talent if you don't know them well enough. Ire is something of the sort that breaks that ceiling. You kind of identify an artist who is excellent at what they do from that particular song, and Ire was that song for me as the opening song to Adekunle Gold's About 30 album. I mean, About 30 has to be one of my favorite Adekunle Gold's album because of how well the man narrated coming of age. I mean, the way the sound matured from that's his simple melodies of Sade and the rest of the songs on Gold album. I mean, up to the point where he sang Ire, it seems like it's like such a straight line, but sometimes lines can be blurred too, and you can lose focus. But I really like the fact that he kept focus up until that point, because as an artist, you should mature as you grow with time in the industry. You should also mature sonically. I mean, maturing leaves you with a lot of yearning and a call for good fortune as you grow. Grace in what you do and all of that. This is the message of the song, and realizing what futile attempts you adventured when you were in your 20, it's kind of awkward that it just slaps you in your face as you grow older how foolish you have been when you were younger. And Ira is not a song for a good time. It's basically one of those songs that introspects. It's a song for reflection, and it captures very much the theme of becoming about 30 so well. And that brings it up to number three on my list of the greatest or the best album opening songs. Number two song on my list is Asha's Jailer. This one came out at a time when everybody was breathing through Afropop lungs in the Nigerian music industry. The alternative scene lacked force. That was until Asha showed up. I think Asha is one of the original Alte people in Nigeria. A lot of Nigerian artists before going mainstream, I don't think Asha is fully mainstream, but before going mainstream, a lot of Nigerian artists start from that alternative. Except you're an industry plant, everybody has distinct way or a distinct perspective towards things, and that's what I think it is. So when Asha came with Asha, that's his self-titled album, it was something refreshing to see. I mean, something very great to see. And with Jayla was everywhere when the song came out. And for people who hardly listen to alternative songs that much, especially in places where they gather together, Nigerians would rather listen to their songs on their own than share with the world. But Jayla was such a good song that it got everybody up on their feet. Speaking on this song, Jayla, it's something to note that Nigerians are very content with preserving that shrine of their own docility, where they sacrifice everything from their health to their time to their progress to their lives even, you know. Whatever way you look at it, our political class have managed to rule the 10 plagues of Egypt into one lifelong experience, and we are pathetic enough as society to care. This "I mind my business" mentality has done a lot of damage to Nigerians, and I think up until this Lekki massacre thing, a lot of people actually were oblivious to the damage that the Nigerian government can actually do. There's this understanding when it comes to Nigeria that there's trouble. We are sitting on a keg of gunpowder. Everybody knows it. Everybody can see it, but we just keep going on as if everything is all right. And I don't think it's good. I don't think it's a good thing. Being persevering is not. It's not a virtue. Perseverance is not a virtue, as much as many people would like to think it is, especially when you live in a world that you only get to live once in. Perseverance is not such a virtue. People will actually trample over you and nothing will happen. That's just the truth. Speaking of Asha, there's this aura about people who know how to recognize themselves in the grand setting of society, you know, and she's always been like that from time. The song Jayla is poetic genius, and much like the rest of Asha's work, it's something that draws you into how she perceives life and how she uses her words to convey those perceptions. The Jayla and prisoner exchange on the song alludes to the larger society of those in control, which may be the political elite or the economic elite and the classes of people beneath them. The brilliance of this song is how simple the lyrics seem behind the depth of message she's trying to convey. I mean, if I ever were a singer, this is one of such songs that I would love to have sung. It is going to be relevant topically for an eternity, and it's a beautiful thing that this song is a Nigerian song, because I don't think I would be very much pleased if this song had been from a foreign artist, or if she had sung the this record and claimed to have been French or English instead of Nigerian. A lot of Nigerian artists actually do that. They actually live for a while abroad and say they are from there, and that is what I think about Asha's Jayla into the Asha album. It's my number two best intros into an album when it comes to Nigerian music. My number one best album intro has to be Purplay's "Angel of My Life." When Twobaba dropped "African Queen," it was the biggest thing in pop culture in Nigeria. I mean, the song was so big it made its way into a Hollywood studio project. The first video on MTV Base Africa was "African Queen," and the crazy thing with such dominance, especially in music, is that there is no such thing as second place. It blows out everything that stands beside it, and "Angel of My Life" is such a fantastic song that suffered that fate of coming out at the time that "African Queen" came out. It's like dropping your album on the same day Adele drops, or on the same day Beyoncé drops, or on the same day that Drake drops. Nobody's going to listen to your album. I'm not taking away from the fact that your album may be actual quality. I mean, speaking of Angel of My Life, this song would have been bigger if it had been released at any other time other than 2005, when African Queen was still a buzz. I remember I was in Gwagwalada when this song came out, and some of my seniors back then in secondary school were gathered around the speaker and were listening to the song, and they were arguing about the fact that it was a foreign artist who was singing over the radio. And such was the quality of the song, Sha. It was that good. I even thought it was a foreigner who sang the song at the time. There was this hotel near my house back then. They were always blaring the song every time on the radio. And it's crazy. It's one of Nigeria's first complete love songs. It came out at a time when love was still pure and things were markedly different. Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, love was very good back in the day. I don't know what happened to love. Maybe it's the fact that everybody's hungry these days and we're in the Buhari times. But Angel of My Life, in my opinion, is the greatest opening track of any Nigerian album because of how well it carries the rest of the songs on it, thematically, sonically, and topically relevant to the rest of the album. I mean, I think Popli did a remix to the song with Runtown some time ago, but I don't know if it got the attention that I think it should. And if I ever love a woman that much for her to be the angel of my life, trust me, I'm making an album of that caliber. I mean, Hitsville, if you've heard songs on the album, we have songs like Forever on that album and a lot more. I don't think I can recall perfectly, but these two strike me most as being songs that didn't get the relevant attention that they should have at the time when they were dropped. Popli's Hitsville is one of the most important albums in Nigerian music industry, and Angel of My Life being an opening for such an album is telling of the quality of the album. So there goes my top 10 list on best album intros of all time in Nigerian music. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're listening on any platform, I think you should like, subscribe, share with friends and family, and hopefully we get the larger audience by the next time you are listening. I'd be grateful for that. So this is my way of living. I don't have an exit queue. I just leave anytime I like. Anytime.